Now, the woman probably thought that she was satisfied in life. She was there at Jacob's well. This is a good place to be. She probably felt that she was on solid foundation by being where Jacob was. By the way, Joseph's body is buried right here at this well. She thought she was safe because she was in the right place. Jesus knew better. Jesus knew that she was dry. Dry because of the relationships that she had. She had had five husbands, and the one that she was with wasn't really a husband. Dry because she shows up at the well at noon. The other women in the community showed up early in the morning or late in the evening so they could socialize and get along. She's all alone. Relationally, she's flawed. She's even dry because she's at the well. This well goes down about 100 feet down into the ground. And what we know about Jacob's well is that the waters that come up are from the subsoil. They percolate up from the ground. They're not running and free-flowing, spring-fed waters. Someone would come up to this woman, someone like Dr. Shaw, and say something like this: "You're dry, you're broken, you're dysfunctional." Jesus doesn't do that. Jesus invites her to experience living waters. The book of Revelation talks about a lamb that would present himself at the end of time that would show these running, flowing, the Greek word here for living waters can also be translated running waters, living waters, running waters. They're moving. The prophet Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 47 speaks about a vision of a city in which the waters flow out from that city. It's inspiring. The prophet Zechariah talks about a fountain that's ever flowing. And in what Jesus is doing in this moment is that he's saying he is the fulfillment of all those prophecies. And what he's really saying is, take a drink from my waters, my friend. You can be satisfied. This is what God does constantly in the Bibles, constantly in the Scriptures, even through his son Jesus here in this moment. God takes people that are broken and he just calls them out, calls them in a new direction, opens up possibilities. Think of it this way. Moses, God asked him to be a leader. All Moses has done is he's led sheep, done nothing. Moses becomes a leader. God goes to a man named Noah and says, "Will you be a sailor?" Noah's never sailed before. He sails on a boat for 40 days. God comes to a woman named Sarah. "You're going to be a mother." She's never been a mother before. She becomes a mother. God, through his son Jesus, came to a man named Peter and says, "You will be a rock." Peter wasn't a rock. Peter was a wimpy guy all over the place. Peter became a rock. God is about opening up possibilities to all people by just calling them forth. And that's what he's done for each one of us here today. We've all been corrected. We've been told we're too young, or we've been told we're too old, or we've been told that we're too inexperienced, or we've been told that we went to the wrong college, or we married the wrong person, or we made the wrong career choice. And we think as we journey through life that what matters is the assessments that other people give or the assessments that we ourselves give ourselves. But here's the thing, if that were the case, Moses would have never been a leader. Noah would have never been a sailor. Sarah would have never been a mother. Peter would have never been a rock. What matters is God just simply offering us, giving us an opening, calling us to be closer to him. My friends, in your baptism, you are baptized into the name of the triune God. Those were living and running waters that were given to you. It's true, people don't like to be corrected. It just doesn't work. It's not a good strategy. People tend to go in the opposite direction and even be more incorrect. And I think there's a reason behind that. I think the real reason why that doesn't work is this. When someone's corrected, there is a winner. Someone wins because they get to share who's right. And there's a loser. the person that's corrected is basically shamed. They're put down. That's the way our world works. Winners, losers. Jesus' way is not that way. Not interested in that. Jesus' ministry is beyond just correcting people. He draws people into himself. He gives satisfaction. St. Augustine would say, our hearts are restless until we find our rest in him. Jesus satisfies our deepest longings. And in Jesus' understanding, everyone is a winner. Everyone. Because his waters are plenty and abundant and run freely. Amen.